Hashem.
Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to in the feminine. For example, the Shechina is feminine. So L'shem HaShechina. L'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I suggested to you that you yourself might have gotten the argument, and that is, somebody might have said to you, is learning Gemara making you feel closer to God? Are you coming closer to God? And if that caused you to pause, I think you were being honest. Bava Kama doesn't bring you closer to God in the way Tehillim brings you closer to God. Yet, we pointed out that the Medrash says, and this is from the Nefesh HaChaim reviewing a little bit what we did, that the Medrash says that David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his Tehillim should be considered as if he was involved in Taharos, in the Goyim V'Olos. So, on the one hand, it doesn't bring to Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, David HaMelech feels that it's even higher than Tehillim, and Tehillim is the ultimate sefer. What did you guys sing last night? What songs did you sing? Anybody remember? Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu? Okay. Does that appear in Tehillim? No, I don't think it does. But most of the songs that we sing, by the way, that is one of my favorite songs. Most of the songs we sing come from Tehillim, because Tehillim is the greatest expression of the Dveikus. Yet, learning Torah is higher than that. Learning Torah is even higher than that. So if Torah l'shema does not mean l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then what does it mean to learn Torah l'shema? So that's where we pick up again. We'll start from the beginning of Perek Gimel, even though we have began that. Avala emes. Ki ha'inyin l'shema pirish l'shem ha'Torah. Doesn't mean l'shem Hashem, but it means for the sake of Torah, which we end up with this very, very circular thing. We learn Torah for the sake of Torah, for the sake of Torah, we learn Torah for the sake of Torah. Now, if we stopped right here, it would just be a bunch of semantics and it wouldn't make any sense. So you need to come for the rest of the year, in order to get to the bottom. Sorry. But what we're going to slowly develop is, what does it mean, Torah l'shem Torah? Va'inyin, keposhet pirish harash al maimer Rabbi Elazar ber Tzadok. The Gemara Nedarim of Daf Samach Beis describes the concept of l'shema. Asei dvarim l'shem po'alon. Do things l'shem with the intent and the focus of the one who created you. Of course, who's that? L'shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shepol ha'kol emaneu. The whole world HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, and we do all for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'daber b'hem l'shman, and the Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok continues, and speak in them l'shma. Kol diburcha u'masacha b'divrei Torah, yiyah l'shem Torah. All your words should be l'shem HaTorah. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok continues, what does that mean? Go and lay that, to know as much Torah as you can. L'havin, to understand. U'lahosif, lekach, and to add, that's extremely important. Torah is not about simply saying what someone else said, but making it your Torah. Making it Torah delay, the Gemara in Kedushin says. Making it your own, owning it. L'hosif lekach u'pilpul, pilpul, v'lo lekanter u'lehiskos. And not with the intention to put someone down or to make yourself great through the Torah. I want to come back to these words, lekanter u'lehiskos, shortly. Let's continue on, though, with the deal. Digdeg, second paragraph on the top of those who are looking at the WhatsApp, on the top of Reish Samach Gimel. Digdeg levayer, shinui l'shono d'Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, shebasiya amar l'shem po'alon. When it comes to doing mitzvos, you're supposed to do mitzvos l'shem, the one who created you. Who is that? That's Hashem. U'badibur, but when it comes to speaking, Amar Lishman, in its sake. So let's understand the diuk over here. The diuk is as follows. When you're doing mitzvos, who did Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok say you're doing mitzvos for? For Hashem. And Rabbi Chaim Volozhin is going to explain what that means, for Hashem. We're going to try to understand that shortly. But what's most critical is that when it comes to v'daber b'hen, and speak in them, it doesn't say l'shem po'alon, l'shem the one who created you, but rather it says v'daber b'hen l'shman, speak in them, in other words, the Torah, l'shman, in its name. Now, if the lishma of mitzvos would be the same thing as the lishma of Torah, then it would have said v'daber bohen l'shem pa'alon. But here it says, speak in it lishma, for its sake. L'chein, therefore, the conclusion is as follows. B'inyin ha'asiyah, when we're talking about the asiyah, when we're talking about doing mitzvos, so then, peirush lishmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then what it means is to do it l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shepol ha'kol l'baneyu. U'b'inyin ha'limud, but when one is learning Torah, pirush l'shem ha'Torah. So then it's not the same thing. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner is developing a dialectic. You guys know what the word dialectic means? Dialectic means two different ideas that are different, but don't contradict. I'll give you an example of a dialectic. A dialectic would be that a person tried to do mitzvahs all day and a person should try to learn Torah all day. So you can't learn Torah and mitzvahs all day, but they don't necessarily, those two statements don't contradict each other because there are rules. There are times that you're supposed to stop learning Torah to do mitzvahs, and then there are times when you learn Torah. So even though at first glance those two things seem to contradict, so nevertheless, they don't. That's what the idea of a dialectic is. So here we have the dialectic of two different meanings of lishma for two different things. When it comes to mitzvahs, the meaning of lishma is to do it l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it comes to learning Torah, it doesn't mean l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it comes to Torah, it means l'shem Torah. Now, obviously, we still haven't answered the paradox of that. Sounds like semantics. Learning Torah for the sake of Torah, and for the sake of Torah, we learn Torah. So what does that mean? We're going to need to explain more. First, we're going to understand what does it mean to do things l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we're going to come back to what it means l'shem Torah. Yeah?
Torah
itself, mitzvah. So. What Reb Chaim Volozhiner is developing is that the mitzvah of Torah is an entirely different track. There are basically 612 mitzvahs and a 613th mitzvah that's entirely different from all the other 612. And if you came away with one thing from all this complicated discussion Reb Chaim Volozhiner was having, to internalize that, it was worth learning Nefesh HaChaim the entire year. That Torah is an entirely different type of mitzvah than all the other 612 mitzvahs. By the way, another proof of it is what I just spoke to you about before. There's doing all other mitzvahs, and then there's learning Torah, and then there are rules about when you're supposed to stop learning Torah to do other mitzvahs. But there aren't rules, different rules, about when you're doing one mitzvah versus doing another mitzvah. It's all other mitzvahs, and then the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And the mitzvah of Talmud Torah occupies in a totally different place than other mitzvahs. The Kavanoso Zal Mivor, second paragraph on page Reish Samach Gimel on the WhatsApp, and third paragraph in the beginning of Perek Gimel. The Kavanoso Mivor Hainu, Ki asiyas ha-mitzvah, did I get that right in your edition? I'm sorry. Yeah, I did. Wow, great. The Kavanoso Mivor Hainu, Ki asiyas ha-mitzvah, Vadei shetzricha lios l'mitzvah min ha-mufkar. When it comes to doing the mitzvahs, there's doing a mitzvah, and then there's doing mitzvahs in its ideal way. That's called mitzvah min ha-mufkar. Bidveikus u'machshava tahora shebet tahoros. Reb Chaim Volozhiner develops that when it comes to doing mitzvahs, the quality of the mitzvah is going to depend on a person's kavana. Here, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, if you will, is going to say, of course the chassidim are correct. Of course the chassidim are correct that the ikur is where your heart and your neshama is when doing the mitzvah. So you have two people shaking a lulav, and it's an entirely different mitzvah when one person is shaking the lulav versus another. How can you have, what's the answer to that basic question? How can you have two people doing a mitzvah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu views one way and the other doing it another way? What's the difference between the two? What? His kavana. In other words, there's one person who's doing it because he's got to do it. One person is doing it even if he's not doing it because he's got to do it, but he's been spacing out. He's not thinking about the significance of the mitzvah. And just to jar ourselves a little bit, just an hour or two ago, or three, you guys put on tefillin. So myself included, I'm giving myself mussar as well. How many of us, when we put on tefillin this morning, really, really thought about what we were doing? Most of us, when we put on tefillin out of rote. Baruch Hashem, we're putting on tefillin. But we could reach higher madrigas. And therefore, every single individual puts on tefillin. There were not one mitzvah. Everybody here put on tefillin this morning. There wasn't one mitzvah putting on tefillin. There were, if there are 25 people in the room now, there were 25 hanachos tefillin, and not, I would imagine, not one was the same as another. Both in its strengths and its weaknesses. How you approach it, some of us might have just been entirely thinking about something else. Some of us might have paid attention to the bracha. Some of us might have thought a little bit about what tefillin represents. Every single person, when they did that mitzvah, the quality of that mitzvah was affected by what Reb Chaim Volozhiner refers to as their kavana and tohar hamachshava. So ki asiyas hamitzvah vaday shetzricha lios mitzvah min hamuvchar bitveikus. There you have dveikus. Dveikus is absolutely critical. Umachshava tahora shebet tahoros, and how pure your thought is during that time is going to affect the quality of the mitzvah. Kefi sichlo basagaso. Now, of us 25 people here, we only touch the surface of the kavanos and the taharos of the tefillin. How many of us have learned the depth of kavanos that connect to mitzvah tefillin? So there are layers upon layers upon layers upon layers of the depth of kavanos that a person could have. So that depends, A, on what, how much one has learned on it, about it, and how much one has thought about it. Kefi sichlo vasagaso. Kadeshi iskales Allah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praised and raised up dependent on how we do it. If we're spacing out, we've not done much in terms of upstairs, in terms of the mitzvah of tefillin. Now, Reb Chaim Volozhiner is going to go on shortly. He's going to say, everybody here was Yotzei tefillin this morning, assuming your tefillin were kosher. Everybody here was Yotzei tefillin. But that is just the core basic thing. It's like asking a child whether he played basketball today, and it's asking Michael Jordan if he played basketball 35 years ago. So those are two different things. They both played basketball, but at the end of the day, everybody would admit those are two totally different types of basketball. Lahavdil, the same thing as in regards to tefillin. You can have two people that are putting on tefillin, and it's entirely different tefillin. Kadeshi iskalis igla ligrom tikune alamas v'kochos v'storm elyonim. Zeu l'shem pala. That's what it means, l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki kol pala shem l'menai l'ma'anehu v'amru chazal l'kilusa. The greater the quality of the mitzvah, that great raises the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How? Is for a different discussion. That wouldn't be for now. But it raises up HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'im ki vadai shegam b'mitzvah ikar b'hem li'ikuva hu asiya b'pol. Of course, the most important part is the doing. In other words, the doing in the sense that everybody is yotzei if they do it with kosher tefillin. V'akavona yiseir v'torah machshava inu makeles klal. And you were yotzei even if you didn't have any kavanos. Commotion is bayer. In kolzen, nevertheless, mitstarev kedushas v'torah machshavto le'ikar asiya b'poel. The kavana that you have and the level of kavana you have is going to transform the Maisa Mitzvah. The action is transformed by the Machshava. The quality of the action, when it comes to Asiyas HaMitzvah, is entirely affected by Machshava. La'orer v'lifol tikunim yosei gedolim ba'olamos. Because Reb Chaim Volozhiner believes, some people think that the Talmidim of the Gra were absolute rationalists and just thought about the quality of a mitzvah in this world. That's entirely false. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that the quality of the mitzvah affects upper worlds that we don't see. There are worlds that exist. Nefesh HaChaim assumes over and over again, there's probably not a page in the whole Sefer Nefesh HaChaim that doesn't assume that there are worlds upon worlds upon worlds that we don't see. And therefore, what we do down here affects all of those worlds. La'orer v'lifol tikunim yosei gedolim ba'olamos mishiim hoysa mitzvah nasas below dveikus u'kdushas hamachshava. So the quality of the mitzvah affects all of those upper worlds, dependent on what our machshava was. Avol, but here's the contrast. Al hanhogas ha'adam b'shas eisei kateira b'dinei mitzvah silchos seim. But when it came to learning, it didn't say asei l'shem po'alon, to do it l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar, what did it say? Vidaber bohen, to speak in them, lishman. Hadibur bin yoni ha-mitzvahs v'l'chosein yu lishman. Pirush, l'shem divrei Torah. Here you don't have that sense of raising oneself up closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of the Torah HaMachshava. There, the, what does Lishma mean? L'shem HaTorah. Leido l'havin l'hosif lekach b'pilpul. Okay, so here we have the dialectic. Dialectic being that Kavana is entirely different when it comes to all 612 mitzvahs versus when it comes to Torah. We could skip the Perek Dalet. Amram Vadai. D'i'ef shalomar she'ein tzorech le'inyin esek ha'torah shum tor ha'machshava v'yiras Hashem chalila. Rechaim Elazar says, if you stop right here, you'll turn yeshiva into a university. Because what will happen is that all you'll have is learning Torah just to know Torah in terms of its knowledge. Of course, in a university, there's no kavana when it comes to learning the information. The information becomes the goal in of itself. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner has come very, very close to a place, if you stop right there, that Torah is just about knowing as much information as you can, learn Torah for the sake of knowing Torah. Just like someone loves history, studies history for the sake of knowing history. So that, Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, of course, is wrong. The question is, how? What is it about the relationship between Torah and our sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Torah becomes part of that? So that's what he continues with in Perek Dalet. Amram Vadai. De'ef shalomar she'ein tzarech le'inyin esek ha'Torah shum Torah machshava v'yiras Hashem. Of course, I'm not saying that Torah is about simply getting information. Of course, when it comes to Torah, it's connected to Yiras Shamayim. Then the question becomes, how? What's its relationship with Yiras Shamayim? Chalila. Chalila to say that it's just information. Shaharei Mishnah Shlema Shaninu. Because we learned a full Mishnah. Im ein Yira, ein Chachma. If there's no Yira, there is no Chachma. In other words, Chachma Sator is dependent on Yiras Shamayim. So now we need to understand the relationship between Yiras Shamayim and learning of Torah. So here what's emerged is as follows. We've ended up with this. Let's follow what we've got to. We have four steps. Number one, Lishma by Torah doesn't mean what most people think it means. What does Lishma mean by mitzvos? It means Kavana v'Torah machshavas Hashem. Torah, it means Torah l'shem Torah. So that's so. So then one would be concerned that we're turning Torah into intellectual exercise. Step four is showing that even though Torah means l'shem Torah, Torah l'shem Torah is somehow connected to Yiras Shamayim. Now we're going to need to explain, what is the connection between Torah l'shem Torah and Yiras Shamayim? So far so good, Rebbos. Everybody follow the progression? Fantastic. Okay. The Amru, and the Gemara says, in Yuma, Ayin Beis Amabez, Mayin Dixiv, Lama Zeb Bechir Biad Ksil, Liknos Chachma V'Lev Ayin. The Pasuk in Mishlei says that the fool is interested in chasing after frivolous things, and what he does is, he doesn't buy Chachma. He buys things that are only materialistic. And if he would buy Chachma, because he's a fool, he wouldn't know what to do with Chachma. He wouldn't know how to use it. That's what the Pasuk in Mishlei says. Says the Gemara, Oy lahem l'talmidei Chacham. Who are those fools? You can have a fool that's a Talmid Chacham. Who's that? She'oskim b'Torah v'hem b'hem Yiras Shamayim. That's someone who acquires tremendous Chachma, but he doesn't have Yiras Shamayim. So on the one hand, Torah means l'shem Torah. We learn Torah for the sake of Torah. For the sake of Torah, we learn Torah. This circle. Yet at the same time, if somehow that circle, Yiras Shamayim, is not put into that circle, then at the end of the day, that's going to become a fool. That's going to be someone who might be full of knowledge of Torah, yet at the same time, he is a fool. What does that mean? So he quotes a medrash. B'shmos Rabba, kol mi sheyodea ve'en biyado yiras chet. Whoever has Torah and he doesn't have fear of chet, aim biyado klum. Shekiflios shel Torah b'yiraschet. Torah is protected with yira, fear of avera. If a person hasn't developed fear of avera, then his Torah is not going to be protected.
Is that how much Torah considered to be like a university type of like an intellectual pursuit?
I would say so. I would say so. In other words, someone who doesn't work on their Yerushalayim and studies Torah because they think that Torah is an important discipline. It's important in terms of understanding Jewish history. It's important in terms of, if that's the only reason he's doing it. It's important in terms of it being a very fascinating intellectual exercise and so on. For that individual, that Torah, I think, is no different than university learning.
There is a, and I'm asking, like, if it's a question. There is a way to learn Torah. Lishma, but I guess I don't know what that means yet.
Okay.
But still not be Yerushimai. Right? Meaning, it's not an intellectual pursuit of the learning that you're doing.
Correct. Correct. What I was pointing out in reviewing the process of what Reb Chaim Volozhiner was doing over here is Reb Chaim Volozhiner was first showing that Torah Lishma doesn't mean the same thing as Mitzvah Lishma. And then after he does that, he says, but don't make a mistake that Torah L'Shem Torah doesn't preclude Yerushalayim. And I'm going to show you how Torah L'Shem Torah must include Yerushalayim and how it will include Yerushalayim. And then that will help us understand what Torah Lishma means, that it's not just a circular statement of Torah for the sake of Torah, we learn Torah for the sake of Torah, for the sake of Torah, we learn Torah. He continues, Ubakdamas HaZohar, we're going to read it in the Lashon Kodesh, Amar Rashbi, Shehayira Hishar Likanes El Emunah. Without Yiras Hashem, a person can't have Emunah. There are some who unfortunately emphasize today, correctly so, that the Gemara tells us that if there was one pasuk that a person should internalize, and that is tzadik b'emunaso yifyeh, that emunah is the most important part of daily life of a Jew. And therefore people emphasize that recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the end-all and be-all of the universe, but not only the universe, but he's the end-all and be-all of our lives, is the most important part of Avodas Hashem. And that's true. But the Zohar here emphasizes that that's not enough. We can't only be mechanech with emunah. We have to also be mechanech with the yira of chet, the fear of avera. Because if it's just happy-go-lucky, then a person hasn't developed yira chet, if sins are constantly in front of a person, there's no way that he'll be able to internalize true emunah. Because emunah is raising oneself up and seeing the world from the perspective of God. Chet is all about the chomrios, the materialism of this world. So therefore, one needs to have Yerushalayim prior to Chachma. So back inside of the Zohar, Va'amar Rashbi, Shayira Hishar Li Kones Lemunah, Val Mitzvah Zu Miskayim Kola Ulam. Kol ha'olam. And this is how the world stands. V'zu yashorish v'yisol d'chol shar mitzvah sa b'torah. Mi sheshomer es ha'yira shomer ha'kol. U'mi she'ena shomer es ha'yira, ena shomer mitzvos ha'torah. Without Yerushalayim, then both Torah and mitzvos cannot be protected. So a person needs, we spoke about this last week in the Musar, a person needs to develop holy instincts. That's what we spoke about. Holy instincts that a person says, I have a yira from chet, and there are certain things that I'm going to do to distance myself from chet. Yes?
Sounds like you're saying that, like, not necessarily that when you're learning Torah, if you're having mind while you're learning Yira Shema, it sounds like it's a separate thing.
That's what he's about to develop, correct. And he's going to explain how that works. And that's why it's not going to be a stira because for Torah
Lashem. So that's not necessarily part of the Kavana of Torah.
Exactly. That's what he's about to develop. Yes? That's right. That's what the words are. Well, let's be as precise as possible. Shehayira hishar rikanes el hachma. The yira is the gate that one needs to pass through first to get the chachma. It sounds like he's saying you will not be able to get to chachma without the rikanes el emunah. Excuse me. Shehayira rikanes el emunah. You will not be able to get to emunah without first walking through the gates of yira. Which, to me, it sounds like that the first step whenever you're thinking about emunah is to think about Yiras Shamayim first. That's I think what the Zohar is saying. Okay. Let's see if we could push till. Just want to see how much time we have. Yeah, we have a little more time. Okay, so let's go to V'amru Od. Let's skip the next paragraph, quoting another Zohar. Let's go to a Mishnah in Avos. V'amru Od, we're towards the end of Shar Dalid Perik Dalid. V'amru Od, Kol Shiyiras Cheto Kodemes L'Chachmaso, Chachmaso Miskayemes. And the only way our Chachma will remain is if our Yira comes before our Chachma. Because without Yira Shemayim, then the Chachmas HaTorah is not going to last. And Reb Chaim V'lozhner is about to quote a metaphor that he's going to use over and over and over again. So if you were very tired and you spaced out for a minute, now it's kedai to jump right in. Okay? Ukemo she'amru Chazal. Shabbos Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. This we're going to conclude with. And I want you to think about this metaphor a lot. Amar Reish Lakish, May Dichsiv, V'hayu Emunasi Techa, Chaisen Yeshuos, the Pasuk continues. Pasuk refers to Torah, according to the Gemara, in many different ways. Emunas, Zesei, there's run. Chashuv Sham Pasuk Vazeh Kol Hashas. The Gemara then goes on and says, Chosen Yeshuos, that refers to what you're learning this year, Nizikin. And the Gemara connects every one of those psukim to every word of that pasuk to another seder and shas. Umisayim, the critical part here is the conclusion. Va'filu achi yiras Hashem hi otzar. The pasuk concludes in Yeshayahu, the yiras Hashem is the otzar. That's critical. Yiras Shamayim is the storage area for Torah. Dima hakasev es haTorah l'rov tvuos. The Gemara says that the Torah is its parallel is to wheat. V'hayira la'otzer hamachzik po amona tvuos u'mishtamrim b'selcho. Yiras Hashem is the box that holds the wheat inside. Sheyiras Hashem hi ha'otzer l'chokmas haTorah k'doshe. Yiras Shemayim is the box that holds inside the Torah. Shall yada tiskayim etzel adam. Through only the box, without the box, the Torah won't last. Vim lo heichin lo adam tchila otzer yira. If a person doesn't prepare for himself first, yira shemayim, to hold his Torah, hare rov tvuas haTorah kemunach al pnei asada, then the majority of his Torah will be like wheat that you cut, but you didn't put in a place that's going to be protected. Lemirmas regal ashar v'achamar. Your mesechta, the shor and the chamor are going to trample all over it. She'enam miskayemes etzlo klal. So for Reb Chaim V'lozhner, Yira Shemayim is a precondition, and Yira Shemayim is what holds your Torah. Your Torah is held by your Yira Shemayim. That's what holds it and protects it. So on the one hand, Torah is learned l'shem Torah. L'shem Torah means that you have a desire that you want to know all the mesechas bava kama. By the way, doing the Mishnah is very, very helpful. You get the broader picture, and then you begin to start with all of the details. But what's going to hold it? Okay. What's going to hold it is your Yiras Hashem. So your goal is to know Torah L'Shem Torah. That's the goal. Torah L'Shem Torah. To know Bava Kama because you want to know Bava Kama. But without Yiras Shemayim, obviously we need to discuss. We haven't yet discussed what Yiras Shemayim is. Without Yiras Shemayim, ultimately, the tvua is not going to be miskayim. V'chein amru, let's conclude Perek Dalet. V'chein amru al zeh kosev, atemotze adam shonem midrash halachos v'agodos, v'im ein bo yiras chet ein biyodo klum. Mashal adam, a person, the parallel would be, or the parable would be, yeshli elef midos shel tvua. If a person has 1,000 measures of tvua, amale yeshlecha pitukos litanos abehem, the owner is going to ask when he buys the tvua that I must get the box to hold it, because otherwise in no way is it going to be maintained. So that is going to be the relationship between working on one's Yiras Shemayim and one's Torah. Somehow the Torah is going to be entirely destroyed and will not be maintained if there isn't Yiras Shemayim that is that is holding it. How does that work? What does that exactly mean? Mirtz Hashem, will stay tuned. I think next week you guys have a tiul, is that right?
What?
No? Or I don't think I'm supposed to be here. It could be that Rav Leibowitz, and Rav Konigsberg are coming in. That's what it is. So we'll pick up in 2 weeks. This week I wanted to do something a little different with you. I'm not going to talk particularly on the parsha, but I'm going to talk about one of the most important short essays that has been written in the last 1,000 years. I'm not big into skulas, but there's one skula I believe in that I could explain rationally. There are some people that write about it in irrational terms, but we're going to understand the Mirtz Hashem today in rational terms. In many places where you have the Igeres HaRamban, I want to talk with you today about the opening of the Igeres HaRamban. I hope by the time I'm finished, in 20 minutes from now, a few of you will decide to read Igeres HaRamban consistently. And I'll tell you exactly what I mean by consistently. In some of the introduction of the Igeres HaRamban, it starts off as follows. Igeres Hazo Shalach HaRamban, Me'ako L'Katluneya. The Ramban sent this from Akko to his son in Golos. And he said, U'biserlo. And he gave him the following good news. She'biyom she'ikare Igeres Zu. That he promised him that if you read this letter, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer your tefillas. The day you read the letter. Wow. He says, and if you read the letter consistently, that's what they quote in his name, that he promises that you'll be saved, Mikol Tzara, and you'll be a Ben Olam Haba. That is quite a promise. Question is why? The Ramban's letter is a very, very simple letter. And what the Ramban does is he talks about the importance of being an anav, and he talks about midos tovos. What's amazing about that letter is that it's short. If you read it, just read the words, not quickly, at a modest pace, it'll take you 2.5 minutes. The Ramban promises amazing, amazing things. I can't promise those amazing things. But I will tell you that every single Talmud that I spoke to, including myself, when I read the Ramban week in and week out, they told me that they became different people. So you could have guys who are learning Bava Kamma all day and all night. I can't promise you're going to become a different person. In 2 years from now, you might, God forbid, not be learning very much. God forbid. But if you read Ramban's letter once a week, I guarantee that you'll feel that you become a different person as long as you consistently think about what the Ramban writes. And everybody I've spoken to said to me that's absolutely true. So let me just start the Ramban's letter, read to you the opening lines, ask a couple of questions, and bring out why I think the Ramban's letter is so, so, so important, and maybe this will help you in terms of when you read it. He quotes a pasuk in Mishlei: "Shma b'ni musar avicha v'al titosh toras imecha." Listen to the musar of your father, and he says the following: "Tisnaheg tamid." This is how the letter begins. Just 2.5 minutes of a letter. "Tisnaheg tamid l'daber kol dvarecha b'nacha." So the first thing he says is try to speak softly. L'chol adam u'l'chol eis, to all people in all times. Okay, it's a nice Eitzah Tova. I wouldn't say that is absolutely life-changing. There are people that I know that speak softly who aren't fantastic people. U'bazeh, and then he says something interesting. U'bazeh tinatzel min akas. And if you speak softly, you'll be saved from anger. Shehi midara'ah. Anger is the worst of all midos, lahachti b'nei adam, and it causes people to sin. Now, I know anger is very, very unpleasant to be around people who are angry, but what does he mean, lahachti b'nei adam, that anger is the source of much aveira? And he quotes the Maamar Chazal that says, kol hakoes, kol minei genem shaltem bo. Someone who's angry, hell rules over them. So obviously, if hell rules over a koes, then that is very close to sin. The hell, Gehenna, and Chet go together. So question number one is, what does the Ramban mean when he says, Alpi Chazal, that Kas and Chet go hand in hand? Question number two is, if you read the Ramban carefully, the Ramban said that if you speak softly, Kasher l'daber kol dvarecha minachas, tinotzel minachas, by simply speaking softly, you're going to be saved for anger. Why is it that just by simply speaking softly, you'll be saved from anger? At the end of the day, if you ask psychologists, they'll tell you, anger is a very, very profound emotion that has to do with great distortion in a person's equilibrium. That's when anger occurs. When somehow something is touched inside of him, his balance is knocked off, and then anger comes out. That's kas. Any one of us who've ever been angry know that what Chazal is saying is not so far from the truth. And that is that when you're in anger, it's a hell. Anger is a hell. Because we're not entirely in control. There's something that's been tapped inside of us that is almost unrecognizable. And then the Ramban continues. V'chasher tinatzel min akas, and if you're saved from anger, tale al libcha midas anava, then you'll reach the madrega of humility. Somehow, by simply not being angry, you'll reach the madrega of anava. And question number three is, why is that so? Why is it that if a person's going to simply be saved from anger, automatically they'll reach the madrega of anava? Isn't anava humility that's a positive midah? It's not just simply the absence of anger. What does he mean that it's going to make a person reach anava? Three, I think, very strong questions, but extremely, extremely important questions. And every word here of the Ramban is meduyak. You know, they say, someone's sent me this email, that this week's parasha begins by Yui Mei Chaye Sarah. Mea Shanam, Esrim Shana Vesheva Shanim. So the question is, why does the Torah not say that she was 127 years old? Someone said to me the answer to the question is because whenever you ask a woman her age, you're never going to get a straight answer anyhow. This Ramban is a straight answer, but we need to understand it. We need to understand exactly what the Ramban is saying. What do Chazal mean when Chazal say, "Kol hakoes ki ilu oved avodah zarah"? Someone's angry, it's as if they served avodah zarah. It seems that what Chazal are driving at is the following. My son, just this past week, I saw he was like almost, I hope not traumatized. He's in sixth grade. His Rebbe described to him something that happened here, Shem Yirachem, in our Tzeinu HaKadosha, that there was someone who murdered someone else over a parking space.
What?
Yeah. Someone shot someone else. Up, I believe it was up north. And he killed him. They were fighting over a parking space. Now, I always thought that happened in Harlem. That wouldn't happen in Israel. But someone was killed.
Two Jews.
I don't think they were religious, but yeah. It's really crazy. So what happens? I'm not sure. I was happy that the Rebbe told him that, because I think my son was so taken aback, and he described it to my son in vivid detail. Here in Israel, the kids are immediately thrown into all of the tragedies and challenges of life. I saw my son was shaken up, and his Rebbe described it to him in detail. And the Rebbe was trying to bring out a point. And that is a midos ra'os. If a person doesn't work on them, God forbid, could end up in places that no one would imagine. I have no doubt that this man who's sitting in a cell now can't believe what he did. I have no doubt that he regrets it. Chazal say, kol ha'koes ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. When a person becomes angry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu views it as if they served avodah zarah. Any explanation? What does it mean? Why would they say ki'ilu oved avodah zarah? Why oved avodah zarah? And the answer is yisod in emunah. The yisod in emunah is that at the end of the day, if a person gets angry and feels that someone took their parking spot, the parking spot that was supposed to belong to them, it was theirs. So what's happened? They believe that they're entitled to it. But you know what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that that thing that you wanted to make the basketball team, and you thought that you were better than the fifth man on the team, and you were put as a sixth man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that you're wrong. He might think that he does think that that's the best for you to be the sixth man. But when a person is angry because a person has been rejected or a person didn't get something, they decided that it comes to them. Magiali, I deserve this. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no. In other words, kas is the antithesis of emunah. A person reaches the place of kas because they believe that they're in control. And the truth is, who is in control? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the moment in which, just understand the psychology, I didn't tell this to my son because I felt it was just too much. He wasn't ready yet. But the moment in which this man pulls the trigger is the moment in which there is no God, and then every human being is the God. Either I control or you control. And of course, as Avraham Avinu emphasized, you can't have two gods because there's only one that's in total control. So the fellow who looks at the fellow who took his parking spot, he's a god and I'm a god. And only one of us will be able to be left standing. So that's what it means, kol ha-koes ki'ilu oved avodah zarah, God can't exist, and kol ha-koes kol mine gehenim sholchim bo. Says the holy Ramban, and that's why you see this Ramban hits on so many important midos. Says the Ramban, the antithesis of kas, v'chasher tinotzel mina kas, when a person will be saved from kas, tala alibcha midas anava, they'll be able to tap into the midah of anava. Because what is anava? Anava is the recognition that at the end of the day, there's a higher authority that knows what's best for me, and if I am cut down, that I recognize it's not me being cut down by somebody else, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu raising me up. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, no, I know the better place for you to be. You thought you should be there, I'm telling you it's better for you to be there. And there are so many examples, every single one of you in your life, to think about that time, that when you were rejected there, but ultimately you thought that over there was the best place for you, but really somewhere else was better. Really somewhere else was better. Sometimes you don't know. Gaiva is where a person thinks that they know all the answers. They have all the direction. They're confident in their abilities. Anava is where a person says, you know what? I'm not sure. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that runs the show. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and show us the way. Shema b'ni musar avicha. Listen, I'm about to share with you, says Ramban, the most important yesodos in life. You're going to become a different person if you internalize this. He starts off in this very simple, practical way. When you speak to every person, speak softly. What's the Ramban saying? The Ramban's not just talking about the tone. I hope the Ramban wouldn't be angry at me that I'm raising my voice now in Musar. It's when you and I see things a little differently. Do I raise my voice against you and try to shout you out? Or I say, you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to figure out what is the best way for us to go about this. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu guide us. And when a person speaks benachas, then you'll be saved. Tinatzel benachas. Because speaking benachas represents something very, very profound. And that is the ability to say that the world doesn't revolve around me and my perspective. The world doesn't revolve around you and your perspective either. It revolves around HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his perspective. Think about it. The moment in which a person internalizes that, that is the shoresh of all simchas hachayim. If you read that over every week, you'll be, I guarantee, a happier person. Read it over, remember what I just said to you, and then Be'ezer Hashem, those tragedies that are impossible to imagine will no longer take place in Klal Yisrael. But we would never do that. We would never do that. But will we cut somebody down in an underhanded way? Would we want to assert our position when we felt that our position was being ignored? Sometimes, yes. The source of all tension in Shalom Bayis is that. If you had a husband and wife that read this Igeres HaRamban every week, then the Shalom Bayis would be different. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya to be able to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, and that is the way that our midos will get better. The moment in which a person says, wait a second, the world doesn't revolve around me. I am part of a chelek elokam yimal. I have an neshama that's a chelek elokam yimal, and I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to guide me, then my midos will slowly get better and better, will become better husbands, better fathers, better chavrusas, better roommates, and ultimately better Obey Hashem. Bezer Hashem, we shall all be zelta. Have a great Shabbos.